And I got a Japanese plum tree pastry.
Japanese
plum? Or Chinese or Japanese one. It makes this little sweet, sweet smelling fruit. Like that, and it's sweet as sugar. Mm. But the birds is getting in them so bad, I have a time with them.
Does it do any good? I've heard of, like, you can hang aluminum strips or tin cans or something around to keep birds away.
You can.
Strawberries. Does that work? Or have you ever heard of it?
No, I hadn't heard of that. Well, I sure will try it, because we got a lot of little sparrows. Mm-hmm. You know, they came from England. The English ones brought them over here somewhere and then turned them loose, and we got sparrows. We don't have any pigeons, though. I had pigeons up on Mason Street. So out here I got sparrows. They followed me up. Don't say I planted too many trees. I like trees.
Do you have a very big yard here?
Well, the trees took up a lot of the front. And I got a good space on the back. Pretty good space on the back. Uh-huh. That's him coming in.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is Miss Miss
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look like you got a money bag.
The house that you grew up in, how did you heat it?
We had a brick fireplace.
Uh-huh.
We had a brick fireplace, and the stove was a wood stove.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Talk about the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through, you call that the...
Chimney.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about the part that comes out on the floor?
That's the hearth.
And the thing you set the wood on?
Well, Mama had dog irons. Two little irons to set up.
Uh-huh.
And you put your wood across it. Called dog irons.
How would you build a fire? What kind of wood would you use?
Well, you had to use kindling. You had to cut your kindling up in strips.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you put some paper on it.
Was kindling a certain kind of wood?
It's a pine wood. Uh-huh. You'd have to have some pine wood or some kind of real dry cypress like a shingle.
Mm-hmm.
That would make a fire, burn fast.
Do you ever hear people taking a big piece of wood and setting that toward the back of the fireplace?
Mm-hmm. And sometime in the morning you'd have a few cold.
Uh-huh. What was that called?
Backlog.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney is called?
Soot.
What about the stuff you have to shovel out of the fireplace?
That's ashes.
And talk about things that you'd have in a house. This thing here is called a...
This chair?
Huh?
This chair you're talking
about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call this longer piece that several people can sit on?
That's the van.
Any other names for that?
We can show, I call it the settee or the van or dufo.
Or what?
Dufo.
What's that?
Well, that's the same thing as this. Some people call them dufo. And some call them divan.
Who calls it dufo? That sounds like a French word.
Well, it's supposed to be. It may be. It may be. So I know. But they always call them dufo before this came out. Before the divan come out. Divan, I believe they say.
What about a sofa?
And a sofa. Well, no, that's not a sofa. You know, sofa don't have any back on it.
It's just...
Sofa is antique. It's just a big old... But it's a nice thing, though. Big old cushion thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of curved at the head. They have a different... One end is different from the other. The other one end straight and one end's kind of curved. So that's a sofa.
Can you lie down on
it? Oh, yeah, they fine to lie down on. Mm-hmm. It's a few people got them now. Few people. It's got a sofa.